one of the things that makes them so successful is that they are mouth brooders. So the mothers can hold over 1,000 eggs in their mouth and protect them.
Can you just explain that mouth brooding? What does that mean? And indeed, if you kill the fish, the eggs can live on.
Yeah, that's right. So the eggs can actually survive in the mother's mouth even if they're not living. So if a person was to land a female tilapia that did have eggs in its mouth, it's very important that that fish is disposed of appropriately away from the waterways, because those eggs can actually survive. If they get to a certain stage in this mouth brooding strategy, then they are actually able to swim out of their mother's mouth and survive on their own.
In terms of them being dangerous to the local fish species, that's because they are really successful breeders and they basically eat everything that other fish would eat. Is that right? They push them out just merely by peer pressure, too many of them.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. So the tilapia, being a successful breeder and invader, they can impact on native fish numbers by competing for their habitat and food, as you say. They can behave quite aggressively and attack native fish, so they're a territorial fish. They actually establish nests in soft sediments and protect their area from other species. So if they are doing that in an area where there are native fish species, certainly they can have some negative impacts.
What do you mean, they kill them?
They would defend their nest, yep.
Where exactly have these bad fish been found?
In New South Wales, we've been aware of tilapia being present in Queensland for a number of years now. So one of our education strategies has been to alert New South Wales community to the risk of this fish, and we've got existing reporting mechanisms in place so that if anyone was actually to find a suspected pest fish, whether it's tilapia or something else, that they can contact us and we will follow that up. And that's exactly what happened in this instance. We had a report from a community member near Quidgen Lake. He had actually retained a fish and taken a photo, so we were able to look at this and investigate it and send it to appropriate expertise, and then determine that it was in fact a species of tilapia that was found.
And also they were found in the Bogungar Canal.
That's right, yes. We've been working really closely. So the Department of Primary Industries has been working with local council, Tweed Council, Office of Environment and Heritage and the local landholders in the weeks since we've had this report to actually conduct surveys and organise a rollout of communications so that we can further spread the message that this pest fish does pose a risk to our native fish, and seek the help of the community to help stop the spread.
So can you give me a bit of a description?
Tilapia are a fish that can be confused with brim, so they're a similar shaped fish to brim. They can have a slight red colouring on their dorsal fin, their top fin and their tail as well, and they can grow to up to about 30 centimetres. So their bodies, if you're looking at them out of the water, are a silvery grey colour, and they have a long continuous dorsal fin. So it's one feature that distinguishes it from native fish, which tend to have a two dorsal fins.
And just to give people a bit of an idea about how much of a headache it is, the fish has been quite a problem in Queensland, is that right?
Yeah, we understand that there's existing populations that have been there for many years, and there's quite a lot of them in southern Queensland. So we can now empathise with Queensland government in that it is a very challenging exercise to manage this pest fish once they've established. So once they are in a river or a creek or even a very large lake, it's almost impossible to eradicate the pest fish from those areas. So it's important that the community and the government and all the stakeholders involved help to stop the spread of this pest fish